T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shout out to camera, Joe Giglio in for Richie today, 94 WIP. Flyers playing incredible hockey. And we'll get to something Keith Jones said earlier this morning on WIP up ahead shortly. Rock the calls all day, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Wes, who's with us in Delaware. What's going on, Wes?
Yeah, I just want to, it seems like there's too many divas on both the Phillies and the Sixers, you know, and they just aren't representing the heart of the city. You know, you got the fans out there blowing air horns and giving all they got. And it just seems like, you know, the Flyers are the only cohesive unit out of the three.
There's no question.
And it's frustrating to watch, you know. They give up while everybody else is just trying so hard.
Well, look, I don't think the Sixers gave up yesterday. It's like the Sixers missed their opportunity for greatness. I mean, the bottom line is when you have high draft picks and you have cap space – you have an incredible opportunity. And while the Embiid pick was great and the Simmons pick was good, the Simmons pick is not nearly all that we hoped. I mean, let's be real. It's just not. He's just not what we hoped he'd be. And their use of money, which basically comes down to Tobias Harris and Al Horford's not good enough.
Yeah, and they're not going to – Simmons or Embiid, they're not going to be Hall of Famers. I believe their best is behind them. And they're not – because they're not going to play through these minor injuries. They're not going to show grit and work hard. And they just don't have it anymore. They just don't, you know, you can't. Heart is what the city's made of.
It's a big thing, you know? Man. Something 2017 Eagles showed in spades. What do you got for best cartoon ever, Wes?
Oh, man, The Simpsons, without a doubt.
The Simpsons. All right. Not great my answer. Style, but a lot of people do like it.
Yeah, we knew that one was coming. You know, what he said there about neither Embiid or Simmons being Hall of Famers, I don't agree with that. I mean, there's the NBA, in basketball, everyone goes to the Hall of Fame. If you're good and you have a career, you can. But, Joe, you said the opportunity missed. And just because you have really good players or guys that could go to the Hall of Fame doesn't mean you win championships in the NBA. We saw this. I mean, go to the Thunder for all those years. They had Durant and Westbrook. They got to one final.
Yep.
They didn't win one. And both of those guys are clearly going to the Hall of Fame. So just because Joel and Ben may or may not be Hall of Famers, when it doesn't really matter. Can they win together? And right now, they haven't shown they can win anything significant together.
I agree. I mean, look, you want to talk about how cheapened the Hall of Fame is in basketball. I mean, I don't know how many people know this, but Vlade Divac is a member of the Basketball Hall.
International stuff. That's what got in there.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's... that's a joke. 215-592-9494. All right, not a joke is the Flyers. They are playing exceptional hockey. Now, I will say, let's not forget that the real stuff starts Wednesday. I mean, frankly, I'd rather they win game one on Wednesday and have lost the last three games than have won the last three games and lose on Wednesday. I mean, it gets real on Wednesday. We've seen enough about the playoffs to know, you know, and last year's Lightning team is a classic example. You can be exceptional and run into a problem quickly in the NHL playoffs, and we all know if they get down 1-0, you know, we're going to be feeling some panic around here. That's just the way the hockey playoffs go. With that said, opportunity is there. They are a great team. And this morning, Angelo, with Keith Jones on from up in Connecticut, where he's been doing some great TV work, Jonesy asked by Angelo, is this Flyers squad this year better than the last Flyers team that made the Cup? In 2010, you remember they made the Cup, Mike Richards and Carter and Briere and Pronger and all those guys. Are they a better squad this year than the last Cup team by the Flyers? Here's Jones this morning.
Last time the Flyers made the finals was 2010. Is this team better, Jonesy?
They are better. They are better. There's no question about that. That 2010 team kind of had a miracle run And if you remember back, they just made it in Game 82 of the regular season in that shootout against the New York Rangers. So that was a good team that had Pronger on the back end, but you have Provorov on the back end now. And he'll be the guy. It'll come down to Provorov, and I think the Flyers are in good hands with him. He's just an extremely dedicated athlete that loves to play the game, and bubble life will serve him well. That's all he does is hockey. Mm-hmm. So that's a player that you know you can rely on in this unique circumstance that has the potential captain leadership type qualities that will go a long way in helping the Flyers, because defense is going to be the key.
All right, I love it. Hearing it from Jonesy, I love it. But I will say this. Let's remember that. I mean, were the Flyers this year a better regular season team than the 2010 Flyers? Of course. 2010 Flyers barely made the playoffs. They got in at the very end of the season. Pouche makes a save versus the Rangers. That's how they make the playoffs. They go on a run. The question is, will this team be a better playoff team than the 2010 Flyers? That, Joe, remains to be seen.
Yeah, that team, it was marked by the comeback against the Bruins.
Totally.
Like they were resilient. Were they great? No. This team is way closer to great than that team. But that team was resilient. Joe, the one thing, and you said about Game 1 coming up Wednesday, I do want to see how they react. I mean, at some point, they're going to face adversity. They haven't faced it in a while. They've been basically rolling before the pandemic hit. They come out of it. They're rolling again in a bubble. I do want to see how they face that when they're down 1-0, down 2-1, because that's how you win a cup. It's not no team's just going to roll 4-4-4-4. Like, you got to have some adversity and battle through that.
Well, I agree, and it's funny because when I think back to the last two title teams here in Philly, obviously the Eagles in 2017 and the Phillies. The Phillies in 2008 faced a unusual lack of adversity in the postseason. Mm-hmm. If you remember, they were pretty much rolling, smooth. And, I mean, I guess you can say probably the greatest form of adversity that team faced in the playoffs, because they certainly faced it to make the playoffs. Probably the greatest they faced in the playoffs, because remember, they get up 1-0 in Milwaukee, 2-0 in Milwaukee. You know, they get up 1-0 on the
Dodgers.
Probably Game 4 versus the Dodgers, when they were up 2-1 in the series but trailing in the eighth inning, when Victorino hit the home run to tie it and Matt Stairs hit the home run to then give him the lead. Phils are then up 3-1 in the series. And then again, you know, versus the Rays, they just kind of, you know, cruise 1-1, 1-0, 1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, boom, it's over. Like, that was a very unusual thing. The Eagles, what happened to them, the Atlanta game, 2017. Now, that's adversity. You're without your star quarterback. You know, you're an underdog at home. Nick Foles did not play very well in the first half of that game. The offense in general just didn't play very well. And let's be real, the game hung in the balance right up until the point when Julio Jones couldn't catch that pass. It was contested by Jalen Mills, which, frankly, Julio Jones probably should have caught.
Yeah, I mean, I think you give most people in the city truth serum back at halftime, Eagles-Falcons, wild card round, I think most people would have said they're going to lose this game. They're not going to be able to move the football. They're not going to be able to score points. And they really didn't move the football to score points. But like you said, Julio Jones couldn't catch the ball. And then that was it. Then there was really no more adversity until what? Until about midway through the third quarter of the Super Bowl?
Because
the Minnesota game,
right,
they just kind of rolled after the first possession.
Exactly right. 215-592-9494. And by the way, Provorov, phenomenal. But he's not 2010 Chris Pronger right now. That guy was on a different level.
And he had all the experience. I mean, he was
vet
forever.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, the 2010 Flyers goaltending, not even in the same galaxy as the goaltending for the Flyers right now with Carter Hart. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to the Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. What's up, Sledge?
Not much, Muppet. How you doing today?
Sledgey!
Yo. Jigglyo, what's up, man?
How we doing, Sledgehammer? What's going on?
Not much, man. Nice hearing you earlier in the day, not late at night.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here. What's on your mind today?
Well, how disturbing do you think it is, Jigglyo, that right now the combined on-base and batting average of Hoskins and Kingery is less than Joe's on-base percentage and batting average in fantasy league?
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, if Joe's outperforming those guys, it's not great for the Phillies. And the two guys you brought up there, Sledgehammer, think about it. Hoskins, Kingery, two guys that were supposed to hopefully benefit, change of manager, change of philosophy, Kingery back at second base full-time, all these things were supposed to make these guys better. So far, not great. At least Hoskins gets on base. I'll give him that. He walks. Kingery doesn't do anything right now.
Yeah, I mean, and you figure, before Kingery got called up, everybody was making a big stink about him, myself included. I went to a Reading Phillies game, made up a sign that said Kingery for MLB, because he was doing great down in Reading, continued it through AAA. I mean, he was on fire. And now all of a sudden, we're not getting it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Sledge, and we know enough about baseball to know this. For every Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, and Cole Hamels, you're going to have an awful lot of Don Browns, Marlon Byrds, Desi Relifords,
Darren Ruffs.
I mean, really, Gavin Floyd. I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like there's
Knapp.
Knapp.
Yeah. All right, Sledge, give me a great cartoon.
All right. Well, hey, Joe, I hate to say it, but you might want to lace up the cleats and get ready, bro.
Dude, I've been ready. Listen, yeah. if Bryce Harper's ankle is a problem, if Joel Embiid's ankle is a problem, I'm ready.
All right, enough of this nonsense.
All right. Best cartoon. How can anyone not like Charlie Brown and Snoopy?
Charlie Brown. That's true. I mean, so I know Charlie Brown from the specials. Did Charlie Brown have his own show?
Peanuts.
It was its own thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, then that's a great answer.
They made a movie.
Well, I know there have been Charlie Brown movies.
No, I mean, like, recently, within the last couple of years, they made a Peanuts movie.
Charlie Brown's a classic. 215-592-9494. What word or phrase would you attach to yourself as a 76ers fan? I just feel beaten down. That's where I'm at. Beaten down as a Sixers fan. The Flyers are rolling. The Phil's got to pick it up. Horrible yesterday. Joe DeCamera, Joe Giglio in for Richie today. 215-592-9494.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.